Okay, well, that was a little sneak peek at Gyps Ophelia's new tune called...
Okay, everybody, welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. This is your host, Robin, and yeah, I let that one roll just because it was kind of cool. Okay, what's up for today? Today, I'm actually going to be featuring Fond of Tigers. I think I might have, I don't know if I featured this before. I'm pretty sure I didn't. I checked my podcast. This is their album, Release the Saviors, which is their new album from last year, but not their newest, I don't think. I've heard, it's actually from 2007, I've heard that they're coming out with a new, that they have a new album out. I don't know if this is true yet. I've seen them perform. They have new songs. In fact, Stephen Lyons, who writes the music for the band and plays guitar in the band, is actually singing now, which is totally new. So I'm not sure about that. We don't have it yet in the station, but when we bring it in, I'm sure we'll get it. I will definitely check it out, play it on air. They are actually playing at the Biltmore on Thursday with Mats Gustafsson, really, really great saxophone player. He's in Vancouver a lot and plays at the Ironworks a lot too, but he's awesome. So anyway, that's at the Biltmore on Thursday. It's part of Jazz Fest. It should be a blast. I'll be there. So I thought I'd promote that, feature their older album. What else do I have today? I have a whole bunch of stuff to play, as usual. It's pretty, it's quite a variety, I have to say. There's some heavier stuff, and there is some definitely not heavy stuff. And yeah, so why don't I get started here? I'm going to play, let's see. Why don't I start with Hedvark, which is the first track on Release the Saviors. And then following that, I'm going to be playing something by the band called Joan of Arc. Their CD is called Flowers. I think this is like their 10th album or something. And it's a group from Chicago. The frontman is the singer Tim Kinsella, and he has a rotating cast of musicians behind him. I think on this particular album, he's got like 12 other musicians with him. And the track I'm going to be playing is called, the second track, it's called Garden of Cartoon Exclamations. And this band is kind of funny. They're formed in 1995, and they deal with a lot of electronics and samples and stuff. But they're also known for being intentionally misleading, so... They released a live album. It's like live Chicago, blah, blah, blah. It was actually like, it's not live at all. And it was talking about how they live in Chicago in this year, whatever. So, stuff like that. But anyway, so that's Garden of Cartoon Exclamations that I'm going to be playing. But first, here is Hedvark by Fond of Tigers.
We'll be right back. deep in the soil in the garden of Khartoum. Among the zoinks, vines, and shazam roots, suffering succotash and leafy green goodreads. Each uses the other as his own playing field. Cliches of the future, kittens named Kittler, and the presence is babysitter.
Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday, at 5 p.m. on CITR.
Hello, back to the Rib. I got a bell for my bike today because, I needed one. I didn't have one, obviously. And I was biking to school earlier. I was biking to UBC, and I was going up Northwest Marine Drive, that big hill, and there's this this older guy on a bike ahead of me. And as I approached him, I'm like, okay, I should tell him, like, on the right, you know, whatever. But then he moved over, and I was like, okay, I thought, like, he heard me coming because my bike sort of makes this clicky sound. It's not a very good bike. So he moved over, and I biked by, and he's like, hey, don't you have a bell? And he's, like, ringing his bell, and I felt so bad. Like, oh, there I go. And for some reason, I was like, someone stole it, which is totally a lie. I don't even know why I said that. It didn't work. He was still angry and yelling. And so I bought a bell at the bike kitchen on the way to the radio station. I was like, damn, that's the end of that. It's not happening again. So anyway, by the way, I've been biking a lot more and I've been hearing this. I don't know if I've ranted about this before, but apparently it's illegal to stand up on your bike now. I don't know. I don't really understand that. Like, what if you're going up a hill? Anyway. Also, Critical Mass was last Friday. I wonder if any of you were there? I was there and it was packed. In fact, it was so packed that it was almost impossible to get anywhere. But it was super fun. And if you're driving, I'm sorry. I sympathize. But it's a lot of fun. It's just way too much fun. Anyway, I should stop talking. I'm going to start playing some music. All right. Next up, I'm going to be playing something by the band called The F-Holes, which is the little curvy holes in violins and violas and that those sorts of string instruments. This is their self-titled album, and they are from Winnipeg, or at least this was recorded in Winnipeg. And the track I'm going to be playing is called Don't Get Me Started. They're five-piece, and they're fun and quirky. Not that weird, but fun. And then following that, another Fawn of Tigers track. This one's called Pemberton Maple Wolves. But first, here's the F-Holes.
Chief, I knew you got a light. Just give me the fire, it's my God-given right. But hey, Chief, won't you give me a bite? I get my own, but they clear out of sight. Just like your folks, when we face you off to die. Smoke. Probably wouldn't take it from you even if you didn't, but hey cowboy, have you heard the joke? The one told me by the Indian kid, where they found a white man sitting all alone with nothing left.
Yeah, nothing but my on your hands. The children are trying, but they just can't understand how you still can see the trees but sell the forest for a grand. Yeah!
wonder what the concert's going to be like on Thursday with Fond of Tigers playing with Mats Gustafsson. Maybe some more improv stuff. I don't know. I went to a concert with Fond of Tigers at 1067 a few weeks ago, and they didn't do any improvising. Actually, you know, I've seen I've seen members of the band do improvising, but not together. Maybe a little, but well, we'll see. Anyway, moving on. I'm going to be playing a track next up by the band called Dirty Projectors. Their new album is called Bit Orca, and the track I'm playing is called Cannibal Resource. And these guys have collaborated with David Byrne and Bjork in the past, which is really cool. They're from Brooklyn, and they're actually playing a concert on Thursday as well. This one's at Richards. And it's a four-member band, I think, for this album, but I think it changes frequently. So, sorry. Ooh. Dave Longstreth is the frontman for the band. After that, I'll be playing a track by the Portland Cello Project. And this is from their album, the Thou and Justin Power Sessions. They're sort of an indie cello orchestra, obviously from Portland. They have about like 8 to 16 cellos, depending on who's coming to play with them. And they're known for doing covers of pop songs. Like, I know they've done Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears covers. And Bon Jovi, apparently. But this one, I believe, is an original, and it's called Turkish Wine. Before that, though, here is Dirty Projectors, the first track from their album called Cannibal Resource.
Look before I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these rooms are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
All right, so about a quarter of an hour left, a little bit more. Now, I'm like, what was I doing? Today, for the rest of the day, we're going to have news at 5, Career Fast Track at 5:30 with Philip D, Sunday Night Dream, 6 o'clock with Jolly John Tanner, Radio Free Gack with Gary Kay at 7:30, and The Jazz Show at 9 to midnight with Gavin Walker. Okay. All right. For the rest of the rib today, I'm going to be playing just one more track from Fond of Tigers, and this one is very short. It's called Just Married. It's the last track on their album Release the Saviors, and following that, I'm going to be playing something by the Melvins. My boyfriend John is potentially doing a guest show in a few weeks, and he's into sort of the heavier side of weird. And he showed me this album, and I really liked this last track. Second last track, I don't know. The track, or the CD, is called Prick. It came out in 1994, so it's kind of old. This band has been together since 1984, and they're from Seattle, originally a hardcore punk band. And, it's long. It's like 15 minutes long, so I have just enough time. And then that'll be it for the rib. But the track is called Roll Another One. And I think this is probably the Melvins' most weird album. Like, a lot of their other stuff isn't that out there. It's out there, but it's not, like, totally experimenting, in my opinion. Like I said, John will be in hopefully in a couple weeks to do a guest show, and he'll tell you more. He might play some Melvins, he might play some other stuff. Enough talk. So here's Fond of Tigers with Just Married, followed by the Melvins, and the track's called Roll Another One. I don't know what's going on. Let's see. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put that CD in a different CD player and try out the same track, which is what I'm doing right now. Patience, patience. And if it doesn't work, I'll just get right on to the Melvins. What? Yeah. Okay, guys. Fond of Tigers.
Original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
Because you can listen to the best of the BBC at any time online. Don't miss out. Hear daily updated highlights on demand at bbcworldservice.com/news.
Okay, everybody, that's it for The Rib today. Thanks for tuning in. And I'll be back next week with some Decomposers action, hopefully. Yeah, that's it. See you on Thursday at the concert. Bye, folks.
This is the BBC in Beijing.
Kampala.
Reykjavik.
Yeah, the original Tuesday night.
You're with the BBC.